Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, July 16th. Steady in the corn and soybeans overnight with wheat down between 2 and 4 cents. Let's take a look at the corn. We've got December finishing the night even at 354 and three quarters. Tight range there, 352 and a quarter to 55 and three quarters. Commitment of traders on Friday showed the funds adding about 33,000 contracts to their short position now. Net short about 104,000 contracts of corn. Still plenty of room to add to that position. This afternoon, we're expecting slight declines in the crop readiness condition from last week, 75% good to excellent, but we will still be well above the five-year average there. Taking a look at wheat, September finished down 4 cents at 493. Kansas City SEP down 2.5 at 489 and a quarter. Minneapolis SEP down a penny at 530 and three quarters. A little bit of a pullback after the late week rally in the wheat there. You've got the funds now about even in Chicago, long about 19,000 contracts in Kansas City. Russian wheat harvest moving along quite well, but due to the heat this year, the yields are looking to be down about 17% on last year. That in addition to the hot weather in other parts of Europe and also in Australia, giving the wheat a bounce last week. We'll have to see if we get any follow-through on that heading into this week. Taking a look at beans, you've got November flat on the night at 834 and a quarter. We did put in a new low for the move at 826 and a quarter. That's a half a cent below Friday's low before rallying back to finish the night trade. Commitment of traders shows the fund short about 54,000 contracts of beans, and the crop conditions again expected to be similar to the corn, maybe 1 to 2 percentage points lower than last week, 71% good to excellent, but still above the five-year averages and in pretty good shape. And with the weather moderating going into the end of July and early August, not sure if there is a lot of chance here for any more serious damage as we move again into the rest of the season here. News out of China, they are allowing possibility of Argentine meal imports and also have lifted a ban on rapeseed imports as they are making adjustments to deal with the current tariff situations. Not sure if these are only able to help them out in the short term and what impact this will have long term. We'll have to see as President Trump finishes up his summit with President Putin in Finland whether or not he gets back to trying to address these trade issues and see if we can get some progress on that front. In outside markets, you've got the dollar slightly lower, down 19 points at 94.30. Crude oil down 166 a barrel at 69.35, almost 6 points, $6 rather, a barrel off of the lows of July 3rd, around 75.27. And stock market in pre-opening trade just up about 20 points. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good morning.